let's open the door to the studio and welcome in George's old swim coach, Marge.
Hey, I know who
Marge,
she is. She never coached me.
Hi, George.
Never coached me.
Hi, non-George.
Hi, Marge.
How are my two best favorite radio guys doing?
Doing great.
Hanging in there.
I swear to you, non-George, one of these days I'll learn your name.
That's okay.
You know
But you
name.
Know how it is when I'm in here. I only have eyes for one of you.
I understand that.
Oh, gosh.
And then it's the original George.
The original George.
Yes. How have things been going since I swim coached you all those years ago? You seem to be doing quite
You've
well.
You've never been my coach, but I do know who you are. Doing fine, Marge. Good
yes.
to see you.
Well, I'm not doing quite so well.
Okay, we didn't ask, but I'm sorry to hear that.
I keep getting my chair stuck in the muddy ruts down by the Trinity.
Yeah, we've had some rain lately.
Sometimes for days at a time.
Oh.
It's so horrible.
That's terrible.
If you ever want to find me, George, you know how to get a hold of me.
You got a number?
No, just look for the buzzards.
Oh, come on.
Look for the buzzards. Before your listeners feel bad for me and my life circumstances, remember that I was a teacher who had a relationship with a student who, although was of age, it violated a strong social norm and exploited a power dynamic. So you're allowed to exit the compassion highway and enjoy the comedy.
Oh, that happened back in the day when you were a teacher.
I have to say
huh?
that, no, you and me, George.
Nothing ever happened between me and you. No.
I have to say, all of my troubles in life stem from the rejection that George cruelly committed on me.
Oh, no.
Back in the summer after his senior year. When I was trying to get us to the Olympics.
That's when it would have been legal, I guess, but it didn't happen.
Yes, and you got so put off by our romantic entanglement that you quit the swim team.
Well, not on the swim team in high school. That's impossible.
As you always said, our bodies fit together like Bonnie and Clyde.
I never said that. I don't want to hear that.
Like chocolate and peanut butter.
Yuck. No.
Like Ranieri and Mac. Oh, but then you broke up with me. Remember that, George?
No.
Yeah, I remember it. And that's when I began a life of petty crime and low-grade skin infections near injection sites.
Oh, gosh.
God.
And I started selling my body.
Oh, don't do that.
For science experiments.
Oh,
even worse.
That's terrible.
Did you know that most of the makeup sold between 1980 and 1990 was tested on me, George?
I didn't know that.
Yes, I saved the lives of over a million rats. Over my years.
They used
look
them
at
on
me.
You.
Did yeah,
you look
I was
fine,
injected
March.
With Teflon.
You look great.
The forever chemical. Listen, the reason I'm here, George, is I have a pitch to make for you.
Okay.
First of all, as you know, you're so talented.
I'm not that talented.
You're so talented.
No.
This man could swim like a dolphin. It was unbelievable.
I wasn't even
imagine
the best swimmer.
Imagine a dolphin in a Speedo with another dolphin stuffed down the front
okay.
of that Speedo.
Don't talk
then
like
you get
that.
The picture of George.
Okay, yeah, I don't like that, that picture, but...
Here's what I'm pitching you, George. I want to get the team back together to do a reunion series on Hulu.
What team? I didn't swim.
The impressive relay team that I coached.
Okay.
It was you, C.B. Erickson, Peter Schulke, and Rob Nicodemus.
I was on a relay team with those guys, but
see?
It wasn't in high school.
She has her
way
facts
back
right.
in the day.
We could make it a whole
wind.
Drama, kind of a Real Housewives vibe to it. A lot of infighting
no.
between the four of you.
We're all old now. We can't swim.
Oh, it would be so great, Giorgio. Oh, believe me, you can swim.
No.
I'm looking at you right now. You're built no. like a sperm whale in more ways than one.
Well, maybe. But no. It's not going to happen.
All right, if you're not going to get together and provide me with the Hulu series that would provide the necessary sustenance
with Peter,
I
Rob,
need,
and CB, yeah.
I've already got them. They've already signed
They've
on.
They've already agreed.
They've already signed on, George. It's just you, the lone holdout.
Okay.
It's not going to be just me. You're disappointing.
Well, where are we going to swim? Who are we going to take on?
I've rented a pool at the Y. We can film the whole series around there, George.
Okay.
All I need is for you to sign off on this.
Come on, George. You've got to do this.
And if you don't, I just beg you, please let me live in at least one of your guest houses.
I don't have a guest house.
I could just drink from the garden hose and eat the cat food you leave out for Gunner.
Gunner eats dog food. He doesn't eat cat food.
Please, I'm begging you, George. This is our chance to get back to the Olympics.
We never arrived at the Olympics.
Stop yelling at me! I'm having flashbacks of why we never made it!
George, it's probably your last chance to win a gold medal. You should do this.
There's no chance. And the relay team, there's no way they agreed. They probably don't even remember me. And that was from like when we were like in fourth grade.
George, all I ask, give it a week. Think about
it. Okay, I'll give it a
week. Okay, promise me.
Okay,
I promise, then when you're ready to tell me your decision, look up in the sky and look for the circling.
Okay, and I'll send up a flare.
Bye, George!
Bye. Bye, Marge. There goes Marge, the swim coach. Just not my swim coach.